watch a small child in front of a television, mouth half open, eyes glued to the set. No wonder concerned parents worry about the effect television will have on their children, their attitudes, their social development, and their willingness to read a book. But does television poison children's mind and turn them into zombies? Or is it capable of being a unique educational tool? Welcome to Frankly Speaking. I'm Helen Ackerman at George Mason University. With me today to discuss the relationship between television and children is Dr. Mary Montebello, Professor of Education at George Mason University. Mary, should parents take the drastic step of tossing out the television for the sake of their children?
Absolutely not. There is so much to be learned from television, and it offers a magnificent opportunity for a very special relationship between the parent and the child. That is, with the hope that the parent and the child are working together, watching together, talking together after the program.
How can parents make television viewing a positive experience?
There are several ways. First of all, the parent and the child ought to plan a week ahead of time which programs are going to be viewed. We could look at the guides on Sunday and decide how many hours we're going to watch this week and which programs. Some of the viewing, it would be totally all right for the child to be viewing by himself as long as the parent is following up later in terms of questions. But some viewing must be done together. This gives the parent an opportunity to interject when the values might be very different from the parent's values, when there are propaganda techniques used, questions related to censorship, questions related to different cultures, but it provides a very active involvement between parent and child.
Now, you say some viewing should be done with the parent. Do you mean just that the parents should watch a portion of the time with the child, or that there are certain select programs that the parent should be very sure that they make sure that they view with the child?
I think it's mainly the latter, but really a combination would help the child to grow independently as well, because there will be times, hopefully, when the child is watching without someone over his shoulder, and we want him to grow in independence, in critical viewing and critical thinking, but definitely we want the times together. And of course, that is paced by the parent's schedule, how much time that parent has.
Do you think that this kind of interchange between a parent and a child takes the place of the kind of interchange at the bedtime story, for instance?
I wouldn't have it take the place of, absolutely not, but it needs to be along with. You see, I want to go back to the parent-child involvement in terms of viewing. If the parent isn't there, this is a very passive involvement on the part of the child, which is the major criticism toward this medium, that is the non-involvement, the passivity. The child might just take for granted that the solutions presented on television are indeed the solutions for real life. Very quick, take a quick pill, or it will fade out in the next scene. But throughout his life, that child is going to be a hostage in many different situations, whether it's a hostage in an unhappy marriage, a hostage in an undesirable job, and rather than be passive about it as the message might come through with the TV viewing, he needs to dream, he needs to look for a solution, he needs to decide on a goal and act toward this. You see, when you consider what the hostages said, the hostages who were freed after many months in Iran, they never said, thank God we wouldn't have made it without television. What they said was, thank God we wouldn't have made it without our dreams, without our making sure we were thinking about goals, we were planning, talking about solutions, and of course, books as well.
That brings up an interesting point, I think, in television viewing. When do children begin to learn to distinguish between what is fact and what is fantasy on television?
They can begin as early as four-year-olds to distinguish between fact and fantasy. The research definitely points this out and has for several years. But, of course, again, we need the adult there, whether it's the parent or the teacher or the nursery school teacher, raising the questions, fact versus fiction, propaganda, is this the best solution? What about this character development? How does this differ from the book if we've read it?
If you have a house full of small children, there are times when you just plain get desperate, and the television is a very convenient babysitter to give the poor parent a break. Is this a terrible thing to do?
I would think that unless it is absolutely very dire circumstance, the parent would not want to do that, because then we're coming right back to the passivity role on the part of the child. We're coming back to the fact that the parent would be missing so much of what the child is seeing and missing opportunities to interject and to raise questions and to help him be the critical viewer. You see, really, when you think of the possibilities related to TV, we're talking about the permeating objective of schooling, whether you're talking about elementary, junior, senior high, or college level, and that is the development of the ability to think critically, the development of the ability to read critically, and the opportunities are just magnificent with TV viewing, even with the not-so-good programs, even through, of course, the commercials. And if the parent isn't there or some adult isn't there, then these opportunities are missed.
Now, of course, children are always going to see undesirable programs without their parents there at their friends' houses or in some other place. So how does a parent handle that?
Well, the whole matter of critical viewing, critical questioning, needs to be an ongoing concern in that household as well as in the classrooms. And so this would mean that throughout the days, the parent is raising questions related to the television, whether or not the parent has been there for all the programs or asking the child about the programs. Some parents say, if the child can't tell me what the program has been about or answer my questions about it, then he's not allowed to look at it beyond that point. There are some schools, for example, there's a school in McLean who are doing some very interesting things, working with parents, helping them to help their own youngsters develop critical thinking, critical viewing skills.
Is there any way you can make television work to encourage children to read books?
Oh, absolutely. The opportunities are limitless. First of all, there are those television programs that, in fact, are exact duplicates of the story. And even when the programs are not duplicates of the story, are not faithful to the story, again, this is an opportunity for the critical questioning. How is it different from the book, you see? Why did they make it different? Perhaps it was a story that could not be replicated on television. Of course, whether or not the story on television is true to this story in print, repeatedly librarians say there is a run on the particular book or the particular story that came through on the television. Hundreds of copies of the Laura Ingalls Wilder books were sold after the TV viewing, the same with Black Stallion, as well as many of the fine children's books. And we have programs, for example, Reading Rainbow, recently having a debut nationally. That particular committee was very careful in selecting children's books. And they called through hundreds of books and ended up with a total of 67 that will be shown on those 15, 30-minute segment programs. You see, and here again, if the parent and or the teacher are making sure they're pre-planning, being aware of the books that are coming up, making them available to the child, making sure they're there afterwards for the follow-up, comparing what was seen on television with what is actually in print, again, it will just go pell-mell in terms of their readings of the book.
What kind of TV shows do you think are suitable for very young children, say 3 or 4?
It would seem to me that the very young, we want to make sure that that imagination is continually stretched. That's number one. Number two, we want to make sure that they are not deprived of childhood in terms of what they're being exposed to on television, so that we're saying child-oriented, programs that stretch the imagination, programs that stretch the fantasy, programs that get the lilt of language in their ears, programs where indeed stories are being read to them, you see, so that they will be turned on to books, programs dealing with concept building, all of this being so important at the early ages. Social development, dealing with social development, getting along, dealing with personality development, moving from being very self-centered to concern with others.
You, in the advice you're giving, are requiring parents to be very discriminating themselves, which a lot of parents probably sit and watch television very passively. In fact, I can see it being a learning process between both the child and the parent. But where can a parent look to find out how they can view television more critically?
There is an organization called ACT, located in Massachusetts. The parents can write to that particular establishment. There is a concern where critical viewing techniques are available for parents. They ought to be looking for seminar and workshops that are held in the schools, such as the one that I had mentioned earlier. They ought to be really asking their schools for this kind of seminar involvement if it is not occurring. There is a magnificent book called TV, The Plug-In Drug by Marie Wynn, which is very helpful to them. There is a book called by Trelease called The Reading Aloud Handbook, which has a magnificent chapter devoted to helping parents being very critical and helpful with the television viewing. There's also a book by Sutherland called Children, Books, and Television, which has a very substantial portion devoted to television and parental help.
It sounds like a very interesting project that children and parents could get in together.
That's the beauty of it, getting into it together and learning together so that it will come to a point at the house where the parent feels that he or she is on the spot in terms of backing up with what he says, what she says, when the youngster is indeed raising the questions. Why are we viewing this, you see? What is so special about this program?
Now, I'm sure that if a parent has started this with their child at a fairly early age, they hope that by the time the child is a teenager, they will have developed these discriminating habits. But though it's easy for a parent to control small children's television watching, it's very hard at the teenage level and perhaps very essential at the teenage level. How is it best to cope with that?
It would seem to me that even if the teenager is not talking about, let's say, drugs, alcoholism, sexuality, or whatever, those thoughts are really, those concerns are really on his mind, so that if at no other place, at the dinner table, conversation can be around the significance of programs related to these topics, what the experts had to say, what some of the books would be that we could look at in terms of following up the information, what action can we take? Are there organizations, are there groups, are there committees that would enhance or extend this particular program or these particular topics?
Mary, you seem basically to be saying that as parents, we must make television viewing an active practice rather than passive, as it so often is. Thank you for sharing your suggestions on how to do that with us. Our guest has been Dr. Mary Montebello, Professor of Education at George Mason University. You've been listening to Frankly Speaking. If you would like further information on our guest, please call 323-2138. I'm Helen Ackerman for George Mason University, the State University in Northern Virginia. Thank you for listening.